Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Bards Rise. I am your host, Michael Deem. Today, we have another a return guest, a special guest, Antonio Manzo. So without further ado, Antonio, welcome to the show again.
Whoa, that was a quick introduction. Great, man. That is good. I like it. Straightforward. Bam. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great, my brother.
Thank you. That's nice. Good, good, good.
So
So,
the first
yeah, go
question
on.
I have for you
Hey.
is I'm going to open it up to you. Do you have anything that you would like to share with the listeners?
Oh. I think Italy is not going to qualify again for the World Cup, man. That's a mess, man. It's the third World Cup that maybe we're not going to qualify, bro. I'm kidding. Just making fun. All right, something that I like to say to people. Not really in particular right now. Maybe you can give me a hint to start with, because really, yeah.
Well, no hint, just I didn't know if there was anything, any topics that you are inspired to talk about today or
Oh
not.
yeah, like maybe if we could touch few things. Thank you. One is I would like to come with a question. Why sometimes people in relationship or anything, they always look for the other person when you hear about it makes me feel happy. Oh, when I'm with that person, I'm like, why do we look for something that is within ourselves from others? Yeah, like I don't know. Yeah, something like that. That is the question that I have. And then the other question. I would like to like people to observe around. What really are putting the energy. Yeah, because not everything that shines, it's gold, it's not. So yeah, I would like to start from that.
Okay, so let's go with the first thing as far as people looking outside for things that are within themselves. So I presume that you're talking about, love and satisfaction, happiness. Is that what you're referring to?
Relationship, those one could be topics in between, relationship, friendships, and so on, family, and et cetera. And then also the needs of idols, the need of creating another god outside of yourself, because it's also comfortable creating god outside of yourself. It's always giving to someone else the responsibility or the request to be blessed or to be healed. And that is something that humans tend to do a lot. And I'm observing that if I observe what is, my opinion about what I observe, I see the online community tends to create a god outside of themselves so easily. And it's the continuation of, having Jesus alive. I mean, in a way that it's idolized. And that it's quite dangerous because people go that way. I mean, there is no way that they can handle this planet right now. But obviously, let's be beautiful, positive, into hoping that the awareness grows in the next years, and we can have, people more aware of this reality, on a collective level, and so on. I hope I made
Okay.
some sense.
Yes, you did. And I'd like to get into that a little bit more, a little deeper.
Yeah, go on.
And we've talked about this in some offline conversations about even with Q fever, right? It seems I get the impression that people
Yes.
are some people, perhaps without judgment,
Yep.
seem to be doing that with Q. Everybody's like,
Yeah.
when is Q coming back? When is Q coming back? And don't get me wrong.
Yes.
We all love Q,
Oh, come on. Yes, of course. Come on. Yes.
but it are they, because I can't, I don't know, but are they, are we, even am I taking it one step further to what you said and crossing a line of now we're looking to that God outside of ourselves when Q has been teaching us that, he's no different than us. We, like him, are source. What are your comments on that?
Oh,
Observations?
beautiful, Michael. Yeah, beautiful, Mike. Day, it's a really open eye for everyone because, yeah, Q, we love you. Come on. But again, beautiful statement, Michael, by the way. So basically, if you observe around, yes, I remember, Michael, you've been doing the show, right? And you told me, oh, I was doing the show, and after the show, I was hearing someone questioning things that were coming from my show. This person was questioning to Q on a conversation, on the phone, on his program. And I said, yeah, that was happening to me too, right? You see how people need Q, for example, not everyone, but the that frequency. I need Q to validate what I was hearing from Michael or from Antonio. That is going outside of yourself, in a way that, think about it. If one person does that, or if thousands of people do that, did you not create a God outside of yourself, bro? I don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we are peers. Like, we the intent of understand of the recalibration, our existences, that we regain, that we are all source, each of us, when we have all our spirit. And so, yeah. And yeah, the use of the Q phenomenon in the Ascension 2025 is that sometimes I feel like they're just keeping, another Jesus in this ascension. They're making, if you observe few website, when the PRQ project started, some other platforms, they started at the same time, having even the same structure or same as for the people.space. And if you will notice these platforms, they will make, Q as, something above a little bit, between the lines. And it was all about Q, 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 Q. And then, you go on a commands section of the platform. Commands were all wrong. And I'm like, you see how the dark works. You see? They want to get infiltrated in the confusion, or at the beginning of, the PRQ thing. And you could see that there was, a massive dark invasion.
Not everybody can see, right? We all don't have your.
No, but it's just, it doesn't take much, but Michael, in my opinion, as an observer, you are also an analyst. Many times, we have beautiful discussions, and I retain, I consider you an expert, an analyst, bro. So you can see certain behaviors, if you observe things. Come on. Look, your clue, in my opinion, is, it's not my opinion, I mean, it's a matter of fact, that when you see the this need of a God outside of you, it's like a program that it's in people.
Can we stay with that? Now, you keep
Yeah.
referring to the term, right, a God outside of yourself, or Jesus,
Yeah.
some outside
Yeah. Yeah.
deity.
Some. Yeah.
But
Yeah. Some. Yeah.
does it have to rise to that level? What about just an authority outside of yourself? Right?
If
Because I'm
you.
thinking, because a lot of people are saying, well, just because I asked a question doesn't mean that I worship that individual or
Yeah.
that organization, right? So if we just go to some other person, let's say not Q, but some other, like somebody that's online somewhere, and we start asking them for whatever. Would that also be within that definition of what you're talking about, looking for something or some God outside of ourselves?
I didn't understand really the question, Michael, but no, I really didn't. I didn't get it.
Let me try it again because I think this is important. So you say, we should not look to establish gods outside of ourselves, right? And then me, as a regular person, thinks, well, a god is somebody that you worship, right? That we pray to. So by me going to this one individual who has a website, right, and asking them questions or asking them for help, I'm not praying to them,
No,
right? I'm
as
not
long as,
worshiping them, right? So
no,
they're not a god.
no.
So that doesn't apply to what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Or does it?
No, it doesn't. You know when applies to that? When it starts to be an obsession, when you start to be like that you want to identify yourself or you have a sense of belonging, a sense of something with that figure that you prefer to like listen to or whatever. When it starts to be a day, it's not anymore your way. When you go out of your way, you are not even realize when, I don't know, rather than having your point of view, you just repeat maybe without any any sort of meaning of what you're saying. You're just repeating. A lot of people, they're just repeating without even,
Like a parrot.
you know where I'm coming from.
Yes.
So I'm asking people to bring to the table what is yours. And participating all together as equal a full light in a human body and participating as a as peers. And that's how we because the program has always made humans that they are not good enough. That is my point. I don't want always feel you make humans they feel always a little bit below someone else. That it's not a good thing, but that it's a program. The unfortunate people they it's like part of that density that needs to be released.
Yeah, but it, and I agree with you wholeheartedly,
Thank you.
but
Thank you.
it's difficult, right? And I'm sure you
Yeah.
remember this, right? Before you send it, it's difficult for us to get our hands around the fact that we are source, we are spirit, when we can't see auras, we don't, our third eye isn't working. We can't communicate with any of the divine. So it's hard for us to like get into that mindset and believe it
That I believe it and believe I
and
believe I
know
can
it.
fly.
Yeah. And know it, right?
But I can also say though, see, look, the fault of humanity has been that we reacted to life circumstances on a conscious level, not conscious level. That's the number one fault of the whole thing. Yeah. All right. Reactions on not conscious level. Now, Michael, Antonio, see yourself 3 years ago and today. Antonio, see yourself 3 years ago and today, even though time does not exist, but let's use it as a referring point. Okay. That's your answer, bro. In reactions from 0 to 10, where are you? Zero means, zero and 10.
One, maybe two on a regular basis.
Compared to 3 years ago, correct?
10 years ago, I was a 12.
There you go, Michael. So even though we don't have those things that you will list that you listed, we still do regaining some of our knowledge, which means more light within ourselves, and each of us maybe will express it in the near future in the best way we can. We are still in a transition where just yesterday, if you read for the people.space, the last article where it says very important mission, a machine frequency was turned off with the operation. That is a big thing on a global level, for on an energetic level. that will help the planet to shift to a better place when you turn something like that off.
Okay. So if I'm sorry, were you finished? Okay. I'd like to go back to what you said about, people looking for things outside of themselves, not necessarily, gods, but like in relationships. So let's go with the twin flame model. Okay. A lot of people, and me included, are like, want the twin flame, and we want this, this miraculous relationship with someone else. And it sounds like you're saying, well, you don't need that because you're whole in yourself, right?
Yes. And in my opinion, if you have all of you and you take care of you so much, and then probably when you will meet someone that is matching your frequency, is to me there is no one twin flame, or maybe there is one special one, really one. Okay, there'll be somewhere. But I'm sure if we've been around for so long, do you know how many interaction we had with the entire galaxies? So imagine. So imagine how mass immense that could be. And so yeah, I think it's another way that we're stopping ourselves to give everything to one rather than also be aware that there is diversity, and every human, if they have all of the spirit into themselves, everyone is so beautiful and unique if they have all their spirit in the bus. So why do we have to give, the twin flame only one? And maybe thinking that if two individuals are in the neutrality state, maybe they can always match. Even, if by the universe it's not like, the twin flame as they should be. See, humans, they tend to give Christ consciousness, twin flames, great awakening. Anything else, please? Come on. Did you get where I'm coming from? The fifth dimension. Come on.
So if
And
a
that's what
twin.
I'm talking about. You see, that is part of the. Sorry, Mike, and then I'll let you. This is all part of the humans need a name. Need a sense of belonging. We go back to the identity, needs of the identity. When I mention about my previous or current other life's experiences, I bring that on simply to say we are immortal. You are listening to the same voice, same spirit that was in other vessels, blah, 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 blah. Just to remind you that there is not just one life, but we are immortal. That's the reason why I bring that up. But I'm not identifying myself as Antonio, still as Antonio, because I started as Antonio in these shoes and I finished as Antonio. But yes, I am aware that, for example, if I speak about Thor, I know that that character, it's immortal, is in the universe, and I know that it's always there, and I know that I'm a fragment of it. Like, so, but that it's like. But still, it's not like something that, as Antonio, I deny Antonio because now I know the part of me in the universe is whatever, Mr. X or Mr. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I think
Because
so.
I started my dream as Antonio, and I carry on the dream as Antonio. A better
So,
version, but
go
as
ahead.
Antonio. No, I said a better version, but. Still as Antonio. As
So,
you, a better version of you as well. Like, man,
yeah,
let's
just
look at.
my two cents, my comments on the whole twin flame thing. If the twin flame model is a 10.0, but how many, 9.99s are out there
That's
with
what I
other
said.
beings? And what are you going to do?
That's
Turn
what I
your
said.
back on the 9.99? I mean, if this amazing relationship all of a sudden lands in your lap, brother, just go with it. Sister, just go with it. And just live in the moment,
Yeah,
That's it.
that's
That's my
right.
two cents. And
That's
that's
right.
I'm taking my own advice on that one, and it's great.
That's right.
So what you were saying about the fragment, right? Because that's one of the questions that I had. So in one of the past interviews, we talked about the creation diagram on creationlightship.com and how there's 12 points and 12 different colors, and those were the original 12, right? And the 12 agreed not to split anymore, but they did have twin flames, so making 24. Okay. But now my question is, but we've heard Q say, and you, that there are different fragments of us, right? We can fragment to, a gazillion different pieces. So what's the difference between one of those splits, the original 12, and a fragment?
Oh, based on desires, different desires, different life, different expressions.
Yeah.
Each of us has different desires in life. Maybe we have one common desire, which is maybe be majority. We look for peace, I guess. Me was pe always peace. That was, I'm looking for peace. That's it. But but the desire and the intentions, I think those two, they work together.
All right, so let's flesh this out a little bit more. So I just talked about the 24, right? And you and Q have both said that you're father son. So, and Ra is mom for you. So if that's the case, right? And they added the 24, what about the other 22? Are they also mom and dad for you, or are they aunt and uncle for you?
It's a big family, you know. It's a big family that's been together for. There is no number. There's no number. It started as a little, little plant, and now it's like a massive tree that never ends. Really, to be honest with you, Michael, as Antonio. I never went into that. I never go into all of that because I know my little bit, and I never had, I was never thirsty for all of that you just, bring bringing. I don't have an answer, to be honest with you, but
Okay.
I know that a couple of years ago, when I was doing the one-to-one sessions, I know that my grandpa came to see me, and I recognize him. I know, things like this, but really, because Michael is another risk that I think the light is working a bit with these things, and I think, Michael, it goes back to regain the awareness of, you are your own God, because there is the risk that society tends to, or the online community. By playing with these things, there is the risk that everyone is trying to find a sense of belonging. It can fall into mind energy, so that's why there is not much of informations, even with memories, about all of that, because I got the feeling that the aim is, in these shoes, as a human experience, they need me and you to be present in there. In this dimension, and make the best out of it with our beautiful energies, each breath, each moment. Yeah, go on.
So I laid that as groundwork because, in identifying yourself, it also helps to, I guess, identify what's around you, to say what you're not. Like, I'm not sure what I am, but I know that I'm not that. Okay. And you start throwing things out. So the possibility of what you are gets smaller and smaller until you say, this is me. This is what I am, etc. So that's why I put it out there, not so that I can attach to and say, oh, I'm this. So, that's really good over there, and I want to be associated with that, so I'm going to attach myself to that. No, it's, you can flip it around and say, and start excluding things, right? And which was the original creation, right? Ra separated herself from everything that she was not, which is, that evil guy over there, the dark. And then the split started, Right. So what I'm asking for, the information I'm trying to get, really isn't that far-fetched. But anyway, so that was the groundwork. Now my question is, so the fragments, right? You've said you're Thor, Archangel Michael, and all this.
That's right.
So now when you fragment, right? Let's say whether it's one or 10, are those other fragments, are they also Thor or Archangel Michael, or are they Archangel,
Beautiful
right? Do
question.
they have a
Beautiful question.
separate?
Beautiful question. Each of us can experience whatever he wants to experience. You know, the creator of your own reality right now. If there is a matching with your spirit, with one of the character that you mentioned, there is a participation to that character as one. In this human body, we're living in singularity, right? This human experience, even though some of us, let's say the more than singularities. But to answer to your question, if there is another fragment, like for example, I'm a fragment of Q, right? But I have my own experiences, my own desires, and my own expression, even though I'm a fragment of Q. All right. Did I answer your question? Each of us has his own desires. It goes back to desires and inspirations, Michael, in my opinion.
So then
And the matching of, obviously, there is a matching of spirit that if it's a fragment, it matches another spirit, that they can live and they can experience things together. Really in a synchronistic and organic way that is difficult to understand on a logical level and a human level, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's kind of explaining the quantum thing. I don't know. Yeah, go
And
on.
that touches, that's perfect because that touches a little bit on what I'm trying to get at, right? Because let's say we talked about this. I don't know if it was in the air or not, but when let's say that somebody has a memory or they are drawn to have an association with experiences that are similar or associated with Archangel Michael or with Thor. So the question is, was that individual that associates with that, were they sharing the body of Thor or is it a split, you know? Because again, trying to figure out like what am I? Am I part of that? Or though I started from that, am I now entirely different where I carry a different, you know, frequency or different identity out in the universe?
Beautiful, Michael. It's something that we can put it from so many different perspectives. But I don't have an answer for all of that, to be honest with you, because me, I know what I have to know about me in a way that really was just, those 2 couple of years that I was, in silence and I was, unplugged from the entire world, and I was having my downloading of things, but they don't have so many different memories from different. They are not linears, flashes and things, waking up from a dream, and maybe you were somewhere, you were doing something or whatever, whatever, whatever. But they are all just fragment of so an immense experience that you cannot put into words. As multidimensional beings, I repeat myself, we are multidimensional beings. Giving one name to it is difficult. We try to make it easy in a way that it's like that everyone can understand, but still it's difficult because how can you explain source when it creates itself? How can I give you an answer for certain things that I don't have the knowledge on these issues? Because really, in my opinion, my memories and everything, it comes through my knowledge, man. When I do the work and I put people in this beautiful, peaceful state, that it's the memory of my knowledge of what I do all the time. I know who I am through my knowledge that I express in everyday life, through my work and through my each day that I live as a human. That makes me know who I am, to be honest, Michael. But without a name, as I said, I had to play with names and things to make people realize, oh, why you are still attached to Jesus, to whatever, whatever, whatever. And now at this ascension is Trump, Q, and whatever, 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 and John. So you see, it's kind of replacing the pictures, like the same song, though.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but there's also something to be said about, identity. Because you said out in the universe, right? We don't have names. You recognize everybody by their frequency, right?
I mean, okay, on the light ship, for example, right? Yes, we play with names when we play in realities as planet Earth. Also, we have names in the universe as Q could be Q, me could be Tor, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In certain realities, you have some other characters, some other names that you play in other realities, which we play in duality, even with a name in the universe. Look, duality. There is nothing wrong with duality when it's not unbalanced as it was on this planet. You get what I mean? We play with duality in the universe. Otherwise, how boring can it's like you know, right? But in a healthy and balanced, enjoyable way. Yes, do you get what I mean? But on the creation lightship, if you can recognize, I don't know, Q or me for my humor or whatever, 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 and you don't need a name. You know who we are based on our voice expression, what we do
Right.
normally,
But see, and
enjoy. But
that's what I'm trying to
it's
say.
based, but with our names, then yes, we have. Do you get what I mean, man? Why?
Yeah,
When you come
but
into the universe, oh, when you came in on this planet, when mom gave a birth to you, did you have a name? No, your mom gave you a name in this reality, right?
that's a little bit unfair though, right? Because on Creation Lightship, you recognize everybody, like you said, by their frequency, right?
Yeah, what they
But
do.
that's because we have that ability up there. But down here, we don't have that ability. But up there, so we recognize people by their frequency, and that's a way of singling them out from everybody else. Of a whole spaceship full of all these different beings, that's the one that resonates at this frequency. We can identify them. And they have certain characteristics. Maybe, like you said, you're funny or whatever it is. Okay. Down here, we don't have that ability. So instead of, so we have to figure out some way, no, let me finish. We have to
Yeah,
figure out some way of
go on.
singling out this person from everybody else so we know who we're talking about.
Yeah, but for example, like if you hear my voice without a name, you will recognize me from my accent, from my whatever you feel that make you feel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I will recognize you from your voice,
I
your
do, but how
humor.
do, but when I interact with, let's say, my girlfriend, and I want to talk about you, I want to talk about, oh, Antonio told this great joke, the other day. Do I tell her, this person with this certain amount of frequency told a really great joke? What frequency? I mean, now, how do I explain to her a frequency that I can't even detect, right? So we have to figure out a way to name you so that she knows who I'm talking about.
Yes, humans, we have that need. Yes, I agree. As humans, because we are participating to a world that needs name, and yes, to recognize me. I agree. We participate with names. Yes, I do. That's what I'm saying. Because it's a place that it needs, always a name to be recognized in something else. It's part of this place that it's the duality that plays a lot. And if you hear Q saying, in some of the interviews, when he mentioned three tools that the dark has controlled the planet, were identity, which we always talk about, time, and money, the three tools, right? The main tools that the dark has used to control society, right?
I'd say I would add a limiting identity, right? Limiting, we're only this, when in fact we're so much more, right?
That's right.
That's so we limit our identity.
Yeah. And Michael, to be honest, sometimes, The way the human were programmed is kind of limiting ourselves the way that we. Do you get what I mean, Michael? Michael, if you regain the awareness that, you, okay, I understand, maybe you won't be able to do the things that we can normally do, but still, you know. Now, Michael, imagine the progress that you've done in 3 years, right? Imagine the next 10 years, Michael.
Oh my gosh.
There you
I
go,
gotta
Michael.
wait another 10 years.
No, but for example, like,
You mean
let's
they're not gonna
see.
hit the easy button and all of a sudden poof, everything's over?
Hey, where is the experience if we do that? Where is the struggle that they have to? It's not fair, I know.
Struggle. Enough with the
I
struggle.
know, I know.
Nobody asked me.
Tired
I said it, I think I said it
of
before. I'll be the butter knife, right? Everybody talks about
it.
the iron sharpens iron. Well, I don't have to be a sharp knife. I'll be the butter knife or the spreader. Everybody has one, they all use it. I mean, how else are you going to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? I'll be the spreader and the butter knife. No more struggle needed. Boom.
That would be beautiful. No, but yeah. Michael, are you checking the time? Yeah. I don't
Yes, I
remember when
am.
we
We're
started.
good.
Okay.
We're good.
Well, we're good. We're good.
So if I can.
Yeah.
Here's another question for you, right? We started
Okay.
off with you talking about, twin flames and stuff. So, from my understanding, the way it's explained, a spirit is created, then it's divided in two, and that's the original twin flame model. And Q says, we shouldn't need the twin flame to feel whole. You're everything itself. But
Yeah, that's right.
when you're talking about, I mean, you're half of something else. So how can you be whole if you're only half? You see, there was the original spirit and then it split. And now each split, each half is expected to be whole.
But you
How
know
can you be
why?
whole if you're only half?
No, but there you see, there it's a limitation that you're giving to source. Each spirit, regardless who created, regardless if it's a fragment, that is the whole point that we're misunderstanding each other. It doesn't matter. Each spirit, all right, it's God, source, whatever you want to call it. Okay. And so, yeah, that is the whole point.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, there is no inner hierarchy. How do you say it?
No
Hierarchy, like,
hierarchy, but there's a sequence, right? We said
there is a
before,
sequence which is a matter
the
of
further you
fact.
get out,
Yes,
it gets
it's a
weaker.
matter of
Okay.
fact. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's no source, and he will have, other sort of strength that he will prefer to play in the universe, for example.
So now I want to go back to another thing.
It is
Go ahead.
like at school, maybe you were not good playing an instrument, but maybe you were good at sport. But you were still at school, though, for example. I don't know. Does it make sense?
Yeah, I understand. Just
Yeah.
because you're different or have different, I guess, desires,
Inspiration,
different,
desires. Yeah.
doesn't mean that you're less than the other. You're still
That's
whole and
correct.
complete.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So, okay, here's a question for you. Changing gears, physical fitness and getting more light into you. Is there anything you'd like to share about that? Does one help the other?
No, beautiful point. I invite everyone, try to catch as much as you can the sunshine, and then, yeah, if you can do a little bit of sport, yes, that would be great. Sport really helps.
You're talking about exercise by sport?
Exercise, any form, even walking along walks in the nature or by the sea, that is great. And eating well, if you can, that helps a lot. Things like this. Yeah, it's the whole thing because the ascension is also with your body, really, the full ascension. It's not just the spirit, but if you're able to take your body to ascend, which that will make, the full ascension, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And then I saw something recently. It
You're
said
welcome.
just smiling. would help increase your frequency. Would you agree with that? Even if you don't
Yeah.
mean it, even if you're not happy,
Yeah.
just by making a
No,
smiling
no,
face.
no, 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 I don't agree with that. I would not give, you know, my, I don't show my teeth to everyone, bro. No, not really. And I don't smile to everyone. Not really. I don't, what is it? What is that? Whoa, what is all of that? But no,
Okay,
no.
but a genuine smile would be good.
Yeah, if I get into a place, you know, that I'm a client and I get into a shop, of course, I give you a smile, I give you good morning, good evening, good afternoon, please, kindness and so on. Yes, of course. But and yes, if the smile has to come organically, I don't force anything at all.
Okay. Okay, another question.
Please.
Something that I guess we're all having. So, where do you draw the line in having compassion for other people that you care about and then taking care of yourself?
Beautiful question,
Like,
my bro. Beautiful question.
helping
Beautiful question.
others
Beautiful
and
question.
protecting.
Yeah. Beautiful question. See yourself when if you're helping others and you're doing things for others. It doesn't have to. How can I say it? You still have to be neutral. It needs to come from a neutral place and afterwards, it needs to remain in neutral state. Because sometimes people tend to give to others to feel good with themselves for guiltness or anything. I try to balance, you know, their pain by giving, and that is really still the work of the dark mind. It's like, you know, people going to church maybe because they're afraid of going to hell, for example. So I go to, do you get what I mean? There is no really a
Yeah.
neutral desire to say, oh, I want to experience church because, well, I don't know. There is something inspiring. The music, the beautiful words of the man, the, you know, this, something like that. I don't know. You know, the pastor, whatever. So, but,
Right.
you know.
I get you. So one is inspirational and uplifting, the other one is kind of like defensive. You're coming from a place of fear.
Fear, yes, that's right. Fear feeds fear. Love feeds love. You know, the spirit needs the spirit. And an organic smile to yourself and others, yes, it can receive an organic increasing of your light, yes, but it needs to come organically. It doesn't need to be something repetitive just for whatever needs in your head. He's playing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome,
So,
brother.
another topic.
Beautiful.
I've heard a couple of people talk about reseeding the world. Is
We.
there anything you'd
Oh.
like to share about that?
Sorry, I removed a little bit the headphones. Can you repeat, please,
Yeah,
Michael, please?
reseeding the world.
What that mean?
In other words, repopulating the world, having lots and lots of children.
Oh, really?
Yeah, will there come a time when that happens? We've heard that it will. But I don't know. I was wondering if you could, you know, share anything with that. Are you inspired to share anything?
I don't know. Where did you get this information from? I don't know. What is the data or where you're coming from?
I don't recall offhand. But I remember in one show that I did actually did with Robin, right? Robin Lee
Okay.
and Q. And at the end
Yeah.
of the show, there's some, I said something about carrots, and Q said it's too early for carrots. So in other words, like there's gonna come a time for carrots and us to be like rabbits again, and have lots of children. So,
Really?
yeah.
Look, they are the future, and if more beautiful light beings can come, you know, to help support this place in future, because this place, the light cannot live right now. But yeah, the presence of the light is always welcome into a better place to hold the light. Yes, we need. If it's for good purpose, yeah, always, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So after all this, we have about 9 more minutes left.
Okay, beautiful.
I'll go back and ask you again, based on all this, is there anything else that you'd like to add on your own or
No,
address?
it's really just observe, around where, you put the energy, listening, to, I don't know, no, I wouldn't call them dangers, but not really benevolent, and it can be really a little bit dangerous in a way that, just trust yourself, people. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Work within you. And that is, what I can suggest.
So, what do you mean by work within you?
Like this. Do you get what I mean, Michael?
I feel that I do, but there may be others out there that don't. So for to confirm my own beliefs, I guess, because I'm not at the point of knowing yet, and to help the audience, what just happened when you went silent?
I just increased. I just went to the main source, so to speak. I don't know how to explain it, but it's a type of work that I've been doing, in the past years. I don't know. I don't know how I do it, but yeah, I can explain it. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if you can't explain it, can you explain what you're experiencing? Like
What you're
how
experiencing
you're.
right now? Yeah, what, how do you feel right now?
Oh, you're going to do this, and there goes the show. Oh.
Yeah, but how do you feel right now?
Yeah, you're pumping me full of light. So I'm getting all
Yeah.
happy, and all
Man,
my mind is just not working like it used to. Not that it worked all that well.
that's so. That's the
Yeah.
answer. You got it.
Yeah. But
That's really, yeah.
here's another question for you. So I've been doing commands for years now. And although I've noticed, like when I first started doing commands, I noticed a lot of tension, a lot of negative energy was being
Yeah, of
released,
course. Of
right? And
course.
it would come in the form of how I felt, what I was thinking, from thinking stuff to not thinking, falling asleep, burping, hiccups, tears coming out of my face, all kinds of stuff. But now, not so much,
That's
right?
good.
And I think because a lot of the negative stuff is out.
Yeah.
So my question is, I guess, kind of like encouragement to the others, maybe people who just started doing the commands, even though you don't notice an immediate result,
That's right.
they should still stick with it.
I mean, it's a suggestion. For me, worked. For you, worked. Obviously, even though you left for a little while, that you were working with the website, the creation relationship, and so on. But you done your own way, your own path. You are where you are today. But yeah, we suggest. I mean, the commands, as I said, it's like going to gym. If you like to go to gym, working out with your spirit, to me, did so well. And I always say, yeah, go for it. And you become more confident with your spirit and with the awareness that you are really kind of playing with it and experiencing the growth with it and with all of you. And yeah, but really, it's not like a medication that you got to take it. But I always suggest, yes, work with your spirit. It's really also fun. Experience your growth. It's like, when you go to move to gym and then you look at yourself in the mirror, oh, I'm carrying my six packs back. Oh shit, I got my chest is bigger. Same thing. I say, yeah, well, oh shit, I can clearly see the clouds in the sky. Whoa. And then, the awareness grows. Oh shit, if I can clear the sky, that is the same when I do the cleanings with people. Same way. You get what I mean? I can clear the whole island sky. I swear.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe it. I believe
It
it.
takes half an hour, 40 minutes, but then all clear. I'm like, oh my God, I exaggerated.
No rain for 3 weeks. Oops.
No, but don't play with that. No, don't play with that. I noticed that when they're necessary, they stay there. I don't force anything. I always say, what is anything that's not authentically from source? Any clouds, they're not authentically from source. So I'm making clear that I'm not touching anything that's a part of the organic process of the planet. I would never play with God in the negative way. No way.
No, and I fully appreciate what you're saying about, stepping into it and being, knowing that you're source and that we can do this. I tried to do some, or I did do some energetic work with somebody very dear to me. And just within a minute or 2 minutes, they were in peace. They were ready to go to
There you
sleep.
go. There you go.
And that's just
There you go.
me.
There you go. Yeah, that it's the beauty of that. It's another, oh, see, that it's knowledge, Michael. That it's memories that comes through the experience. That's translating God through the expression of the experience that you experience. I think we got a few minutes left, Michael.
Yeah.
Are you
Yes, we
okay?
do. We have about I had taken off my glasses once you
Oh,
started
sorry.
sending energy to me. And I didn't
I'm so
put them
sorry.
back on. I'm just getting lost. I told you.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Michael.
But yeah, that's okay. I knew it was going to happen as soon as you started sending them.
I'm
So,
so sorry.
Antonio, how can people get in touch with you if you're still doing sessions? I don't know.
But Michael, I don't know, because really with the sessions, I like the people really, they do their own work. The session with me, it's not really, I don't know, man. But thank you for mentioning. I was thinking about actually if someone would be new that wants to see me, I want to know why this person would like to speak to me or see me. Like, where is the inspiration that is take this person to me? I don't know, because really, by now, everyone, they are really experts. They don't need me, So really, I feel like everyone now, you see, Michael, what you just said. So everyone is regaining their awareness, and I think now we quite many, that we can do our own things, and we don't need any gurus like me. I'm not a guru, but thank you, Michael. I love
You're not a
you.
guru, but no, I'm glad you said that because you're not a guru, but you're an ascended master. And
Michael, you know what, Robin Shaw, I was like, oh, I Michael, I'm so sorry if I said,
I know you were going to throw a shoe at me. Yeah, I know.
yeah, no, tonight I was going to say, oh, yo, I got a second shoe ready for tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
All
kidding,
right. All
I'm
right,
kidding,
Mr.
I
Hotshot.
love
Hold
you,
on. Hold on.
I
Hold
love
on.
you, I love
Hold
you.
on. On Max Steel, we all know about Max Steel, right? Q speaks of him highly. On one of his shows, he talks about ascended masters. He talks about three of them. He talks about archangels, right? And he talks about how he has brothers and stuff. So, and they even show a book, right? Ascended Master Instruction from the Saint Germain Foundation, and he endorses it. So, how could it be that Max Steel talks about these guys with these titles and even shows us a book that he recommends, and we know that Q endorses, supports Max Steel, right? But then you want to throw a shoe at me. How can we have these two different things? Talk about duality. This is duality right here.
because you both two decades.
Yeah, okay. Testa di cazzo. Yeah, right back at
Both of
you.
you,
Maybe I'm your mirror on that one. We're out of time. Antonio, I love you dearly, my
both of
brother,
you, I
but
love you,
we're out of
I love
time.
you.
Last
Thank you.
words,
That was so
real
funny, bro.
quick.
That was so
Last
funny, bro. I
word.
love you. Thank you. Last word. Thank you so much for doing this. I love doing this with you. It's so advanced the way you come with questions and things. I really enjoy you. Great. Thank you for hosting my last thing that we done together, the meeting group. I forgot to tell you. Thank you so much, bro, once again. And nothing else to say, please. Thank you so
Okay.
much to everyone for listening. Thank you,
Okay.
BBS Radio.
I was waiting for that one. Okay,
app.
Antonio, hopefully we'll do another session like that again
Yeah,
and
I love it.
also have you back on the show. You're always
Okay.
welcome. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, my brother. I love you.
Thank
And
you.
thank
I
you,
love you.
everybody, for
Thank you.
tuning in. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
BBS, please take it away.
BBS Radio.
Whoa!